Online communion with John Rollo, security guard for Rockstar Supernova and cage fighter renown, talks to me, Johnny Colt, on online communion. Let's check in and hear what we had to say backstage at the Myth in St. Paul, Minnesota. Let's talk about it. How long have you been training and what style?
Training for almost 9 years. Primary style is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu under Master Henzo Gracie. Just received my black belt in November from Henzo's, and I'm one of a handful of Americans to receive that honor.
That's a huge honor. Congratulations on your black belt. Tell us about your school.
My school is called Ground Control. It's in Baltimore, Maryland, located on 3500 Boston Street. We have two websites right now, planetmayhem.net for the spelling impaired. It's Planet Mayhem, M-A-Y-H-E-M, and also groundcontrolbaltimore.com.
I wanted you to tell us about your school, not just plug it. There's like shameless self-promoting. Tell us a little bit about the school. What do you do at the school?
At the school, we are a true mixed martial arts school, despite the fact that I came up with a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu background. We try to make sure our guys are well-rounded, so we offer classes in boxing, Muay Thai, wrestling, as well as submissions. So we try to cover the whole gamut, even have some classes in conditioning. The school is not just for fighters. The school is for anybody who's trying to better themselves, to get in better shape, or just to learn how to take care of themselves in general.
Now, just to add, if I'm not mistaken, you have kids' classes on Saturday, right? So, you know, a lot of people would be very shocked to find the community around a school, a self-defense, a fight club, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of self-empowerment through facing fear. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. I believe when people come in, they learn the techniques. First of all, like you're saying, they get to face their fears because every day guys get to spar if they choose to. Guys get to spar, guys get to wrestle. So you're interacting with strangers when you first get to the school, and these people become teammates and family members as we go. So we all try to help each other out. The school is not full of knuckleheads. It's for people who want to learn a technique, learn a little bit about themselves, helps their self-confidence level. When people feel better about themselves, I think that spreads a positive energy throughout the rest of their lives, and it just helps them excel in other areas as well.
You know, John, when I started training in Muay Thai, one of the first things I experienced, which was completely unexpected, was I developed a better sense of patience. Do you see that in the students as they go through the program?
Absolutely. I think when new guys come, a lot of times they come and maybe they go a little hard because they think that's what they're expected. As you get more comfortable with yourself, get more comfortable with the techniques, get more comfortable having physical contact with strangers, you learn to relax, you learn to be more technical, and I think that once they get a little more experience, I think that you start to see that calmness, and you start to see that calmness in other areas, not just in the room itself.
I think with all those type of arts, don't you see the main benefits being mental and emotional? Let's say you can handle stressful situations better. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're putting yourself in a controlled but very stressful environment. And then you begin to shape your character over time in that environment. Would you agree?
100%. You know, anytime that you get into a combat martial art and you're in a combat situation, it's obviously high stress level. Anytime there's physical contact, you know, for the guy who's never been in that combat arena, maybe you've seen it in the in a football, in sports, in lacrosse, any contact sport. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of testosterone going around, and there's a level of stress when there is that physical contact and that physical interaction.
before we keep moving, you know, I want to come back to the cage. I guess one last thing I want to say about this particular part of the interview is, you know, when you're put into that stressful environment, it's almost a Pavlovian style training. I mean, patience is something that you are forced to turn to. So in the future, when you enter a stressful environment, your reaction becomes to be seated, you know, to be solid, to be based in genuine thinking, and to keep yourself, your feet on the ground, if you will, instead of your temper rising up and getting up ahead of yourself. Have you found that to be the case for you personally?
For sure. When you get into the cage style of fighting, you definitely don't want to go out there on emotion. You want to treat it as a job. You want to treat it as a professional. You want to go in there level-headed. The guy that goes in there on pure emotion is the guy that's going to go out there, fatigue, make a mistake, and lose. So the more relaxed you can be out there, the better your cardiovascular conditioning will wind up being, the better you're going to be able to take advantage of the mistakes that other person's making, and the better decisions you're going to make in the ring, and ultimately will hopefully lead you to victory.
Well, composure is what we're really talking about, aren't we? Learning to keep yourself composed. And I think nothing is more attractive in a man, for a female or other men, than a man who can stay composed under pressure. Speaking of being composed under pressure, let's talk about your life as security for Rockstar Supernova and keeping an eye on Lucas Rossi. Tell us a few of your favorite moments from the tour so far about Lucas.
Well, we have two Lucases on tour. We have Lucas Rossi, and then we have Evil Lucas. And Evil Lucas sometimes likes to rear its ugly head, but Luke's a good guy. This is new to him as well. You know, he's thrust into the spotlight. That the phenomenal vocal talent that he has put him in line to be in the group with a accomplished musician like yourself. You know, like Tommy Lee, like Gilby Clark. So, you know, sometimes I think it becomes a little overwhelming for Luke. And, you know, obviously we all like him, and we all want to see him succeed. So sometimes we try to maybe even mentor him a little bit and help try to keep him on the right track, because I think if he can keep it together, he's destined for stardom.
Tell us the single most difficult thing about trying to keep Tommy Lee secure.
Tommy's like a whole different animal. You know, he's been in the scene for over 20 years. He's earned all the respect he gets. He's not only known in the music scene, but he's a tabloid superstar as well. So Tommy's he's so recognizable everywhere we go that you know, we just try to keep Tommy moving. He really handles the situation well himself. He's a professional. He knows how to avoid bad situations. So he's really a pleasure to work with, because he really knows the drill, you know, and if we give him any instructions, he's always ready to work with us. And you know, so far it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The strangest thing about this whole thing has been experiencing the paparazzi moments around Tommy. The special approach you have to take toward trying to manage a monster like Gilby Clark.
Well, D'Artagnan, as he chooses to be called. Gilby's really a pleasure to work with. You would think with all his success that he would really be tough to work with, but Gilby's a great guy. Gilby's been there and done that, so the last thing he's worried about is getting out and partying right now. And if you really want to locate Gilby, check out the bus, check out one of the flat screens, and probably the Western Channel is going to be on. So you know, Gilby's a real good guy, real laid back, and believe me, folks, Gilby loves the Western Channels.
You know, he is rock through and through. He's a gunslinger. He wears his guitar low. He has his Keith Richards scarf. It's only the Western Channel. He's reading the Three Musketeers. It's rock 101 from top to bottom. Speaking of rock, you know, John, if you're sitting here interviewing with me, what's happening with the security around the rest of the guys?
Well, that's a good question.
I want to circle back to the cage before we leave. It's pretty extreme stuff. When was your first cage fight?
my first cage fight ever was actually, I mean, that style of fighting was actually in a ring. It was an amateur event, and I actually lost that fight. I haven't lost professionally, but I lost my one amateur fight.
When did you turn pro?
Turned pro in 99.
How many fights have you had to date?
I've only fought six times.
And your fight record?
6-0.
Fantastic. 6-0. I feel safe. I'm secure. This is Online Communion with Johnny Colt. We'll see you next time live from The Myth in St. Paul, Minnesota. You're too young.